斯拉基是旧约圣经里面历史书的一卷。
Book of Ezra is one of the historical book.
通常我们一般人对历史不会有太大的兴趣。
Most of people they don't have interest in history.
可能会觉得比较沉闷。
Because they feel it's quite boring.
或者是讲有关于过去的事情。
Because it talks about the things of past.
但是选民的历史是很重要。
However, the history of the chosen people are important.
因为我们要了解整个神的救恩的计划。
Because in order for us to understand God's salvation plan,
就要了解选民的历史。
We need to understand the history of the chosen people.
还有从历史当中来要学习教训。
And also we need to learn teachings from the history.
还有从历史里面呢有一些预表。
Also in history we need some prefigurations.
不单只是讲以前发生的事情。
And not just only talk about the things of the past.
还是预表将来神救赎计划里面的一个实现。
It also prefigures the things to come.
我们先打开我们的圣经的目录。
Also let's first turn to the table of contents.
目录里面呢所谓的历史书呢有很多。
And there are quite a few historical books.
基本上从四世纪开始，一直就是讲他们选民呢在圣地承受了迦南地之后所发生的历史。
Basically, starting from the book of Judges, it records the history of after the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
有路德记、扫摩尔记。
Then following on book of Ruth and then Samuel.
还有呢，列王记，还有历代记。
Also, all the kings and chronicles.
里面所讲的都是有关于以色列选民有国家的时候那些历史。
All these books are records of the history where the Israelites when they had their kings.
神怎么样帮他们建国
？How God helped them to establish the kingdom?
给他们君王。
God gave them the king.
给他们土地。
Give them land.
给他们圣殿。
Also the holy temple.
应验了神给亚伯拉罕所应许的一切的恩典。
And it fulfilled all the prophecies that God gave it to Abraham.
但是因为以色列百姓背逆神拜偶像。
However, Israelites they rebel against God, they worship idols.
做了很多神不喜悦的事。
They did many things that displeased God.
他们的国家很快就灭亡。
And therefore, very quickly their country came to ruin.
我们可以在学习历史当中的记一个年代。
So, when we study history, let's have this timeline in mind.
当然了，很多的人名地名啊，但是时间呢，我们大概就记这个国家记这个时期。
But in terms of timeline, let's have this number in mind.
第两个就好。
Actually, two.
我们不需要记太多，但是这两个时期是这两个年份是要记一下。
We don't have to remember too many times, but these two we need to remind.
公元前722年呢，就是北朝以色列灭国的时候。
So during year 722 BC, it's when the northern Israelites was destroyed.
722很好记。
722。
因为他们北朝亡国之后呢，586年，主前586年呢，南朝也毁灭了。
And during 586 BC, the southern kingdom was also destroyed.
当586年公元前发生了，就是巴比伦帝国来到耶路撒冷，把圣殿也烧灭，圣殿也拆毁，城耶路撒冷也放火，什么都没有了。
So what happened during the 856 BC is that the Babylonians they came and destroyed the Jerusalem, also the Holy Temple.
那以色列百姓又被掳到巴比伦。
And Israelites they were taken captive into Babylon.
所以我们继续看我们的目录啊。
So if we continue to look at the table of contents.
以斯拉、尼希米、以西帖呢，都是记载王国时代的，这个国家没有之后的所发生的一些事情。
So the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther are all the recordings at which point in time the Israelites they don't have their own kings.
这三卷书呢，就是连贯性。
So they come in consecutively.
然后我们看后来的大先知书。
And later on, there's a major prophet.
从耶利米哀歌也是讲王国的事。
And the book of Lamentations also recording the time where the Israelites don't have their country.
以西结还有但以理的也是记载先知被掳到国外，他没有国家的时候所发出的信息。
The Ezekiel and also the book of Daniel also is recording where the prophets they were taken captive and they prophesied.
最后三卷哈该、撒加利亚、马拉基也是讲没有国家亡国的时候的信息。
And the last three books, the book of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, also is at the time they have no country, and the prophets give our message.
所以我们大概头脑里面有一些观念。
So we have some ideas in our mind.
旧约最后一段时期就是没有国家的时期。
So in the last few books of Old Testament is the during the time the Israelites they don't have country.
从他们没有了国家 586年公元前到主耶稣来大概500多年。
So since they lost their country till the time that Jesus came on the earth is about 500 years.
但是中间呢时间也是很长。
So in between, it's a long time.
也是发生了很多事。
There are many things happened.
啊, 那神怎么样, 祂的恩典, 怎么带领百姓度过了这几百年, 等待弥赛亚主耶稣来呢?
So how did God let them throughout this, such a long time until the coming of Messiah?
中间有几件事情要发生。
There are some things happened in between.
第一件, 他们就是要从被掳的地方回来。
First thing is they have returned from where they've been taken to.
因为神的 旨意不是永远要他们在国外,
because God's will for them is not for them to dwell in the foreign land forever.
一定要他们先回来。
God wants them to return first.
所以很奇妙, 圣经里面有一个所谓的对称。
So it's very miraculously in Bible there's a symmetric.
他们在亡国之前呢, 总共有三次不同的年份被掳到国外。
So before the country was destroyed, there are three times they've been taken captive.
但是呢,他们回来回归也是分三次,不同的人,不同的时间,归回到耶路撒冷。
But during their return, there are also three times different people at different times return to their homeland.
每次做的事情,重点的不一样。
Every time when they return, they do something different.
所以他们要被掳归回。
When they taken captive, they returned.
再来了,要重建圣殿。
And then they rebuild the temple.
还有呢,重建城墙。
And later on, they rebuild the wall.
还有了重建他们那个看不见的物质啊，属灵上的信仰。
Also, they rebuild the things that they can see, which they cannot see, which is their faith.
所以这个就是以斯拉记的这个背景。
So this is the background of Book of Ezra.
好，那我们先首先进入这个书卷啊，我们请打开以斯拉记。
Now let's first turn to Book of Ezra.
以斯拉记，我们看第一章的第一节。
Let's first read verse 1.
以斯拉记第一章第一节
Book of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1
这里说波斯王古列元年耶和华为要应验耶利米口中所说的话就激动波斯王古列的心使他下诏通告全国
Verse 1 In the first year of Cyrus king of Persia in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus king of Persia to make a proclamation throughout his realm and put in writing.
这里说在波斯王古列的元年,
here says in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia.
大概在公元前536年。
So it's about 536 BC.
那个时候距离他们第一次被掳了已经有差不多满了70年了。
So at that time, and compared to the time they've been taken captive, it's about 70 years.
那其实在70年前呢，耶利米已经预言了。
However, 70 years before that time, the prophet Jeremiah already prophesied.
我们看耶利米书的25章。
Let's turn to Book of Jeremiah 25.
耶利米书的25章。
Book of Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米书25章的第11节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书25章的第11节。
Book of Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 11.
25章11节。
Verse 11.
这全地必然荒凉,令人惊骇,这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年。
Verse 11. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland. And this nation will serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
70年满了以后,我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民并加拉底人之地,因为他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉,这是耶和华说的。Verse
12, but when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever.
预言这个事情的时候呢，以色列百姓还没有亡国。
When Jeremiah made this prophecy, the Israelites they still have their country.
但是历史其实掌控在神的手中。
However, we know that history is in the hand of our God.
很快以色列就要灭国了。
Very quickly, Israelites they are going to lose their country.
当时的以色列百姓还不相信。
But at that time, Israelites they didn't believe.
神说我已经决定你们要灭国。
However, Lord God already decided that.
灭国之后呢，七十年之后要带你们回来。
However, when they lost their country for 70 years, the Lord God will bring them back.
所以呢，以斯拉记一开始呢，就是应验了耶利米所说的话。
So in the beginning, in the book of Ezra, it tells us that this is to fulfill what Lord God has said.
那从这段经文里面，我们可以学习到什么？
So what can we learn from this verse?
第一啊，就是历史是掌控在神的手中。
First, that history is in the hand of God.
你表面上看来好像是历史都是政治人物在斗争、战争，还有夺权发生的一些事情。
On the surface, it seems that the histories are caused by the battles between those politicians.
像巴比伦帝国的兴起很快。
Just like how the Babylon they rise up very quickly.
他们是来毁灭了以色列，来犹大。
They came and destroyed the city of Judah.
但是他们又被这个波斯国来取代。
And later on, they were overthrown by Persia.
表面上好像人在斗争。
On the surface, it was constant fighting between men.
其实神在背后，一切都是主导一切。
However, actually, was controlled by God.
无论人你怎么斗。
No matter how people fight with each other,
到最后, 神的旨意一定要成全。
At the end, the God's will for sure fulfill.
神的救赎的计划一定要成全。
God's plan of salvation will come to true.
只要时间到了,
as long as the timing
就会,
has reached,
按照神的决定来一步一步的演出。
Everything will play out according to God's will.
今天是对我们加拿大说的大日子啊。
Today is a big day for Canada.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为今天是大选日。
Because today is the day of election.
有人说啊，是吗？
People are surprised.
第一，我们华人呢比较不会去投票。
First of all, as a Chinese immigrant, we tend not to involve in election.
我们比较有看报纪，但是我们去投票的人不是很多。
Maybe we read newspaper, but we will not go and vote.
还有呢，我们今天也是 NATS 嘛，也没有空去投票。
Also today is because of NATS, we can't go and vote.
除非你上个礼拜已经提早投好了。
Unless you already voted last week.
当然了，你看啊，新闻啊，讲到很多政权啊，不同党啊，不同提倡的东西不一样。
When you read a newspaper, you realize they are different parties, they have different ideas.
有很多不同的政见都影响国家的未来的命运。
They have different ideas that will affect the future of this country.
那美国呢也是，也要很快了，明年也是要这个大选。
Same as United States, they also have an election next year.
你选出了不同的政党。 他的政见不一样，影响国家的命运很大。
Different parties, they have different policies, and all different policies will play a very important role in the direction of the country.
像对同性恋的看法。
For example, their view on same-sex marriage.
对毒品的这个开放。
Their openness to the drug.
这个都会影响社会啊。
And it will affect the society.
这个按照圣经的记载，这个社会以后就越来越败坏。
According to the recording in the Bible, the society will become worse and worse.
国家以后国与国之间的争斗跟战争一定会出现。
The battle between countries will for sure happen.
到最后就是世界的最后的战争。
Until the end, last day, the world war.
最后的末日。
The end time.
人的心越来越败坏。
The man's heart will deteriorate more and more.
这个都是历史的发展。
And this will play out in the history.
但是其实神在主导一切。
However, God controls everything.
所以当时也是一样。
So the same thing happened back then.
他们已经被掳了。
They were already taken captive.
已经在巴比伦有70年的时候了。
They already spent 70 years in the country of Babylon.
时候到了，神就把他们带回来。
However, when the time comes, God let them out.
神在主导历史。
God controls history.
第二个我们可以学习到的。
The second point we can learn
就是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
从以色列百姓被掳, 其实就是神的爱。
When the Israelites were taken captive, actually it's out of the love of God.
他们能够回来, 也是神的爱。
They can return, it's also the love of God.
我们看以赛亚书54章。
Let's look at book of Isaiah chapter 54.
54章的第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书54章的第七节
Book of Isaiah 54 verse 7
从第六节开始看
Starting from verse 6
以赛亚书54章的第六节
Verse 6
耶和华召你如召被离弃心中忧伤的妻就是幼年所娶背弃的妻这是你神所说的第七节
Verse 7
我离弃你不过是骗死却要是大恩将你收回
Verse 6, the Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back.
这里先知以赛亚预言神要把以色列百姓召回来。
Here the prophet Isaiah prophesies that God will bring the Israelites back.
用一个比喻,
and he used a metaphor.
一个一对夫妻,
it's an example of a young couple.
丈夫就是神,
the husband is God.
一个年轻的太太, 就是以色列,
the young wife is referring to the Israelites.
因为很年轻的时候结婚了, 所以很任性,
because when they got married, they were still young and they were very stubborn.
很多事情没有想通,
many things they didn't think it through before they got married.
其实现在社会上也是一样,
so is the society
today. 太早结婚不是很好,
it's not good to marry too early.
如果太早结婚, 比如说17、18岁就结婚了, 19岁结婚了, 那个个性还没有成型, 心里很任性, 不知道自己家庭的责任, 结婚了, 结了婚就很多问题。
For example, if a person married when they are 18, 19 years old, and their characteristic is yet to be fully developed, they still very stubborn, they don't know the responsibility
不知道,
of the family.
不知道自己该做的责任是什么,
they don't know their own responsibility.
不知道该做一个妻子怎么做,
they don't know how to be a wife.
但是做了妻子了,
however, they became a wife.
不知道自己当妈妈的责任是什么, 孩子都生出来了,
and they don't know the responsibility of a mom, but they already gave birth to a baby.
我那么早生孩子, 我那么早结婚, 我没有自由啊。
They feel like they have children, they don't freedom.
他就离弃了, 他就离弃家庭了。
So they abandon the family.
这个是以赛亚用这个比喻啊, 说年轻就结婚了, 但是呢, 就没有把自己的本分呢做好。
So that's why the prophet Isaiah says that this young wife married too early and he didn't know her own responsibility, then she didn't do her part.
很多恩典得到的恩典呢, 是好像是 take for granted, 好像是理所当然的。
So they take too much things for granted.
反而呢去爱了别人了。
And instead, they love somebody else.
不喜欢家里那个丈夫了。
She didn't like the husband in the house.
再怎么讲, 他都不听。
No matter how what you say to them, they wouldn't listen.
这个丈夫只好最后就是说, 你要走就让你走。
So the only thing the husband can do is to let her go.
甚至把她赶走。
Even to the point to push her away.
你不想爱我吗? 你的心都在外面。
Because if you don't love me, your heart's outside.
那你就走吧。
Why don't you just go?
结果呢,走了之后, 哇, 她在外面受苦了。
But only when she left, she suffered a lot outside.
就隔了一段很短的时间之后, 神就说回来吧。
So after a while, God asked them to come back.
只有在你受过苦之后回来, 你的心才会真正的回来。
Only after you suffered and when you return, your heart will truly return.
所以啊, 神为什么让他们可以被掳?
So why did God allow them to be taken captive?
让他们受那么多的苦?
Why did God allow them to suffer so much?
圣殿被毁灭了,
the temple was destroyed.
国家灭亡了,
the country was destroyed.
去别人那边, 服侍别人的神啊, 服侍别人的王,
they went to the foreign land to serve other kings.
这个就是神的爱。
That actually was the love of God.
人有时候不受苦啊, 是不会醒悟。
But sometimes if a man doesn't suffer, they will never realize.
听道理也听不进去。
When they listen the word, they will not understand.
别人的劝也听不进去。
They wouldn't listen to other people's advice.
有一天神说, 好, 既然你不听, 我就把所有东西收回来。
So one day God said, If you don't listen, okay, I'm going to take back everything. I'll take away your health.
哇,突然间,生大病了。
All of a sudden, you had a big illness.
哇,才知道神重要。
Only then you realize how important our God is. When God takes away your wealth,
你才知道说,原来人,财富不是最重要的。
Then man come to realize that wealth is not the most important thing. When God takes away your family,
哇, 你就知道说你的家庭的重要,
and then you realize the importance of a family.
把国家,圣殿全部拿走了,
when the countries and the kings are taken away,
他才知道说原来神最重要,
then the people realize God is the most important.
所以神让他们被掳, 是神的爱。
So God allowing them to be taken captive, it's out of the God's love.
有时候人是要被管教一下才会醒过来。
Sometimes man needs to be chastised in order to understand.
啊, 有一个弟兄离开教会很多年,
there was a brother left church for a long time.
啊, 神其实很祝福他,
and actually God really blessed him.
他到外面社会很成功,
he was very successful and he made a lot of money.
但是他就是不肯回来教会。
However, he just very stubborn to come back to church.
教会要建堂, 要奉献, 别人去找他, 他会去奉献, 拿钱出来。
When church need to buy a new one,
a new church and need some money, he will donate.
就是不肯回来,
However, he doesn't want to come back.
别人怎么访问啊, 劝了也没有用。
No matter if you go to visit him or anything, he just doesn't, it's no use.
现在过了几十年,
so after a few decades passed,
他的孩子也长大了,
his children also grew up
去到国外留学,
and went abroad to study.
有一天,
so one day, this brother received a phone call.
在美国车祸死掉了。
That he realized that his son, he was told that his son had an accident in the U.S. and passed away.
他整个人打击非常大。
So it was a big strike to him.
他只有这个儿子。
It was his only son.
但是儿子竟然死掉。
However, his son passed away.
他好像整个人被打破一样。
So he was striking.
神把他最爱的拿走。
Because God took away the one that he loved the most.
他才突然间回想说，原来我过去忽略了我的信仰。
And then he only come to realize that he neglected his own faith.
离开了神那么久。
He leave God so for such a long time.
回到神的圣殿，痛苦祷告悔改。
So later on he went back to God's temple and repented and cried and prayed out to God.
重生来到神的面前。
Again he came back to God.
重新带领全家信主。
Again, he brought his whole family to believing God.
神有时候要把你最爱的拿走，你才会知道神的重要。
Sometimes God needs to take away the most important thing in our life for us to realize how important our God is.
百姓被掳这七十年了，其实对整个以色列国还有他们的信仰起非常重要的作用。
So the Israelites the fact that the Israelites were taken away. Taken captive, it played a very important role on the faith of Israelites.
经过这70年,
After 70 years,
他们的信仰重新找到定位,
and they find the direction in their faith.
他们坚决永远不再拜偶像,
and they make determination to never worship idols.
他们坚决从回来之后一定要守安息日,
they make determination to observe the Sabbath.
这个都是被掳回来的一些
These are all the changes after they've been taken captive.
所以被掳能够归回来是神的爱。
So they can return from captivity is the love of God.
神不会永远丢弃他的选民。
God will never forever forsake his chosen people.
那我们再看回来, 到底神怎么样来完成这个那么重大的历史的改变呢?
So how did God make such a big change?
我们看第一节这里所说的话。
Let's read
这里说耶和华要应验耶利米口中的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。
Here it says that in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus king.
激动波斯王。
The Lord moved.
你看第五节，第五节
，verse five，
跳到第五节。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，一切被神激动了他心的人都起来。
Verse five。 Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved.
哦，这里讲到两次， 神激动。
Here it records twice that God moved.
要完成一件事情， 最关键的不是物质的材料。
To accomplish anything, the most important thing is not the material part.
也不是说钱的问题。
It's never a question of money.
是心的问题。
It's about Heart.
心是最难改变的。
Hearts are the hardest thing to change.
尤其是当权者的心最难改变。
Especially the hearts of those people in control.
这个图就是当时公元前差不多400年、500年之间的波斯帝国的这个蓝图。
This is the map about of Babylon about 400 to 500 BC.
波斯 Persian Empire. 你可以看到波斯帝国，它的地理位置涵盖了今天多少的国家。
Can see that the kingdom of Persia covers many places today,
包括非洲的北部埃及,
including the country of Egypt,
包括所有的中东的这些今天的圣地啊巴勒斯坦地,
including lots of the most of the Middle East countries,
包括伊朗伊拉克,
including Iraq,
甚至去到东印度的一部分,
also. Even including some parts of India.
还有整个小亚细亚，包括圣经里面我们看到的以弗所啊，什么帖撒罗尼迦啊，加拉太啊，还有包括欧洲的部分。
Also including minor Asia, and also even some part of Europe.
他们这个帝国非常的庞大。
it was a huge country.
当时来控制这个帝国的只有这个王，这是波斯王。
So at that time, there's a king, is a king, king of Persia that controlled all of this land.
他说了一，没人说二。
When he says one, nobody can say two.
那他们这个国家的政策是王在决定。
So the policies are controlled by the king.
那以前呢，在波斯帝国之前呢，是巴比伦帝国。
So before the time of Persia, it was the Babylon.
巴比伦的
Babylon
帝国的政策就是去攻击一个国家，控制它之后呢，要把人抓到别的地方去，让他们不可以乱。
So what when Babylonian they went out and conquered another country, what they did is they'll go to another country and take the people and bring it back to Babylon.
因为你要乱的话，你要做乱，你要做反啊，一定要自己的地方才比较熟嘛，你的语言啊，你的老乡啊，你的同伴啊，你的地形啊。
Because for people to rebel, they have to be familiar with their places. They have to have people that they know of.
啊，所以巴比伦就用这种政策。
But so that's the policy of Babylon.
但是呢，这种政策啦，这种政策也没有维持了很久啊，他国家也是灭亡，所以要乱的还是会乱，要做反的还是做反。
But that policy didn't, it wasn't very effective because if people want to rebel, they'll rebel. So we can see it wasn't very effective at the end.
但是这个波斯国上来之后呢，神就感动，这里说是神是感动他的心，感动王的心。
But here when the Cyrus, king of Persia, came into power, God moved his heart.
让波斯王知道这个耶利米的预言，然后呢？特别的来说，要让百姓回去自己的国家重建圣殿。
So God allowed the Cyrus, the king of Persia, to know the prophecy of Jeremiah and move his heart to allow people to go back to return to their place.
按照一些图哈，我给你们看一些图。
So now let's look at some maps.
这有一个图。OK.当时的王啊，按照这里说翻成啊，这个就是古列，古列也中文另外一个英文从那个 Cyrus 或者是居鲁士啊 ，Cyrus King Cyrus
King Cyrus
啊，按照一些出土的文啊，一些考古学家的找到一些柱子啊，他们用泥柱来写了一些当时的一些公文。
So based on the archaeologist, it's clay pillar. There's some recordings in the pillar of clay.
然后上面有写有关于他们的政策，就是他们要遣返俘虏。
So it was written there the policy that they are going to return all the captivity.
不单只是遣返犹太的俘虏，他把所有国家的俘虏，他们都遣返回去。
They return all the captives.
就是说宗教政策还有移民政策有非常大的改变。
So it was a big policy change on in terms of
religion. 完全是巴比伦时代的相反。
So it's totally opposite of the time of Babylon.
整个的政治环境呢就改变了。
The whole political environment was changed.
才有办法去推行这个回归圣殿，回归还有重建圣殿。
And because of that, only the return was become possible.
好，那从这一段的历史，我们可以学到什么
？So what can we learn from this part of history?
人的心都在神的手中。
We can learn that the hearts of men are also in God's control.
包括政治家，包括君王。
Even including the politicians, also the kings.
神有能力改变他们的心意，去完成历史。
God can move their hearts to fulfill the prophecy.
我们看箴言的二十一章。
Let's read Proverbs.
箴言的二十一章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 1.
箴言的二十一章第一节。
Proverbs 21:1.
王的心在神手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
The king's heart is in the hand of Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases.
人的心，包括王的心都在神的手中。
A man's heart, including king's heart, is in the hand of the Lord.
表面上王是自己做决定的。
On the surface, it seems that the king make their own decision.
其实是神在感动他。
However, it was God moved them.
所以这告诉我们。
So this tells us.
如果我们在生活在社会上面。
If we, when we live on this society.
无论是公司跟老板，跟你的上司，跟你的教授，或者是跟你身边影响你的人。
When we are with our professor or our boss or anybody that affects us.
有一些可以改变你命运的人。
Or any person that can change our fate,
包括你的客户
including our customer,
你的同事
our colleagues,
掌权者
those
people in power.
我们有时候想说，哎呀，为了要成功啊，要得到福啊好处啊，我们要讨好他们。
Sometimes we think that in order for us to be successful, we need to please them.
啊，其实啊，不是靠你自己的力量。
However, actually, it's not by our own power.
他们的心在神的手中。
Because their heart is in the control of our God.
神感动他们对你好，或者是帮助你，他就会帮助你。
If God move them, they'll treat us better.
如果神没有感动他们，
if God doesn't move them,
你再怎么讨好他们也没有用。
No matter how much you try to please them, there's no use.
啊，有一个弟兄，
it was this brother.
啊，他跟我分享他的工作的经验。
He shared with me on his work experience.
他跟我说，他去到一个公司的时候，
he told me when he went into this company,
要跟老板来相处。
He had to try to get along with his boss.
一开始好像很困难。
In the beginning, it seems to be very difficult.
因为他要守安息日。
Because he needs to keep the Sabbath.
他跟老板说，我要安息日一定要去教堂。
He told the boss that he have to go to church on Sabbath.
但是呢，他为这个事祷告。
And later on, he prayed about it.
他说，老板的心在神的手中。
He told himself that the heart of the boss is in the hand of God.
如果老板可以给我。
If my boss can give this to me.
神感动老板，神就老板就会让我可以守安息。
If God move my boss, then my boss will allow me to observe the Sabbath.
一般来说，一般的情况，在这个行业不可能要求礼拜六可以休息。
Because in that field, normally people don't rest on the Sabbath day.
但是他愿意祷告之后，凭着信心提出这个要求。
However, that brother was willing to by relying on his faith, after he prayed, he proposed this idea to his boss.
老板想了几天。
And his boss thought it for a few days.
跟他说，好，你这样要求我给你。
And then the boss agreed with it.
哇，让人高兴。
And he was very happy.
这个是神特别的恩典。
So this was actually some grace from God.
我们教会也遇到很多的这种经验。
And our church also have similar experiences.
要买教堂，要申请改用途。
When we need to buy the land, we need to rezone.
明明很困难的。
When we need to build a church, it seems to be very difficult.
我们这个多伦多的会堂，二十几年前在要买了之后要申请改用途，也遇到很多困难。
About 20 years ago, our Toronto church were to purchase this chapel, and we have to apply to rezone. The rezoning, it was very difficult.
老前辈、老执事他们跟我分享。
The old deacons, old preachers, they shared with me.
买了几年了，丢空了，都动不了工。
We bought these places for quite a few years, but we couldn't do anything on it.
大家耗在那一边。
Everybody, it was just there.
还差一点想把这个建筑物就卖掉了。
To a point, we almost want to sell this building out.
但是大家拼命为这个事情祷告。
However, everybody prayed for this matter.
主耶稣开路。
Not just open the way.
申请的时候特别为这个事祷告。
When they applied for zoning, they prayed very
hard. 改变了一些细节。
Some details was changed.
结果政府就最后就批下来。
And then the government approved.
所以一切都是神在感动人的心。
So everything, it's because God moved people's heart.
不单只是神感动王的心。
And God not only moved the heart of the king.
我们看第五节啊。
Let's read verse 5.
这里说神要感动便雅悯的长老、祭司、利未人。
Here records God also moved the family heads of Judah, the Benjamin, and the priests and Levites.
我们知道要回归，也不是说一两个人回去就做得了事。
We know that to return, we need more than one or two people.
几十个人也不够了。
Even tens of people is not enough.
几百个人也不够了。
Hundreds of people is still not enough.
需要几千几万人。
It requires tens of thousands of people.
因为是那么庞大的工作要重建圣殿。
Because it was a big project to rebuild the temple.
以斯拉记就是记载重建圣殿。
Book of Ezra's recording of rebuilding of the temple.
然后重建信仰。
And later on rebuild their own faith.
那我们可以想象啊。
Now let's try to imagine.
他们已经在巴比伦七十年了。
They already living Babylon for 70 years.
我们在座有没有移民七十年的人？
Anybody here been immigrated to a country for over 70 years?
我们在座最老资格的移民加拿大、移民美国的，我看顶多也是三十年吧，四十年吧。
I think the most senior here is about maybe 40 years.
七十年就已经两代了。
70 years means it's about two generations.
您就很习惯这个地方。
You pretty very much accustomed to that place.
其实在巴比伦生活到最后啊，他们就是虽然没有自己的国家，但是也不是那么辛苦。
after living in the country of Babylon for a little while, even though it's not their own home country, it won't be that difficult.
他们呢, 有工作,
because they will have job.
They
will have their own career.
只是没有会堂, 没有圣殿而已,
it's just that they don't have their own temple.
孩子也在巴比伦长大,
and their children probably will grow up in the Babylon.
你可以想象啊, 在巴比伦, 生活在巴比伦那种地方, 后来变成波斯啊, 那种文化高的地方, 就有点像今天的美国加拿大。
So living there, it's like today's term is like we live in Canada or US.
那你要舍弃一切回到耶路撒冷, 那么乡下的地方, 那么远的地方。
You have to forsake everything you had and move to a rural area.
今天啊, 我们已经移民来了, 叫你说也要回去你的老家居住, 那个乡下里, 肯不肯?
Today we all moved here, and then if I tell you to move back to your home country,
你说,
would you be willing?
回去玩一玩,
you may say it's okay, we go back for traveling.
哇, 夏天那么热,
because summer is so hot back there.
哇, 乡下要蚊子多,
and then in the rural area, there are so many mosquitoes.
有一些弟兄姐妹把孩子带回去啊, 这个被蚊子叮了一下, 哇, 整个手肿起来, 还要去急诊室。
Sometimes when we bring our children back to our home country, when their children have had a mosquito bite, they had to bring them to the emergency.
回去吃的也不习惯,
and they are not used to the food there.
那么潮, 那文化也不习惯了,
also not used to the culture there.
所以你要人从那么舒服的环境, 要回去重建圣殿是很难的。
So for people to live from a very comfortable life to back to their home country to rebuild a temple, it's a difficult thing.
还有当时啊，这个地图刚刚我们看过了。
Also the map that we just saw.
你要走这条路啊，要回去从巴比伦这个地方这个地区啊，要回归啊去啊，差不多有1600公里。
So the path they had to take to go back is about 1600 kilometers.
当时不是坐飞机啊。
At that time, they don't have airplanes.
我们今天最远的温哥华飞过来，或者是温哥华飞过来，今天没有温哥华，对不起，一个都没有，可能他们在线上听啊。
We don't have anyone from.
最远的可能是迈阿密上来了啊。
So the furthest we have here is from Miami.
迈阿密也飞了几个钟啊，四个钟，三个钟哎，啊，卡加利远一点，三个半。啊，Calgary
is the furthest.
上去看个电影，吃个飞机餐，啊，睡一下就到了，还玩街机了。
So maybe we went on plan, we watch a movie, and we have some snack, and then we will be safely arriving here. And when we arrive, we even have brothers when they have body to pick up.
对不起了，我错了。最远的是赵传道，用台湾过来。Sorry,
the furthest should be Preacher Zhao is from Taiwan.
10,000多公里啊。
It's about 10,000 kilometers.
坐飞机15个钟，14-15个钟。
It's about 14 hours of flight.
当时1600公里。
So at that time, it's about 1600 kilometers.
他们啊，可能就是走路。
So they probably have to walk.
顶多就坐骆驼。
The best case, they can ride on camel.
有钱的啊，坐骆驼，可能大人就或者是妇女就坐骆驼啊，大人可能就走路。
For the woman or the rich ones, they might and they just get on camels.
要走路半年呢。They
have to walk for like half year.
中间又热。And
it was very hot.
又危险。
Very dangerous.
要。 离开你身边的这个舒服的环境。
You have to depart from the comfort zone.
除非是神感动, 不然谁会做这种事?
Unless is the move from God, who makes such decision?
但是为什么他们愿意回去?
However, why were they willing to make such decision?
因为当时神的灵在感动。
Because God's spirit was moving them.
不单只在感动王, 愿意让他们回去。
Not just moving the kings to allow them to go back.
还让百姓愿意舍弃他们束缚的生活回去。
Also, move the hearts of people that they're willing to let go of their comfort life to go back.
这个就是属灵复兴的开始。
And this is the beginning of the revival of the faith.
以斯拉记表面上讲是重建圣殿。
On the surface, the book of Ezra talk about rebuilding of the temple.
其实就是讲我们今天重建信仰。
Actually, it's also referring to today how we can revive our faith.
百姓70年在巴比伦生活很软弱，虽然生活很安定，但是灵性上是很软弱。
People back then, even though they live in a Babylon in a very comfort life, however, their faith were very weak.
神的灵在感动他们。
When the God's spirit moved them,
他们让他们觉得对现状啊，对现在自己属灵的情况很不满。
So they feel unsatisfied with their current faith.
没有圣殿，我们怎么拜神？
There's no temple, how can we worship God?
在一堆外邦人当中, 哪有自由?
When we are in the surrounded by foreigners, how can we have freedom?
所以他们的心呢就被神的灵感动了。
So their heart was moved by God.
对现在的属灵情况非常不满意。And
they feel unsatisfied with their spiritual condition.
虽然很舒服，但是很不开心。
Even though they live a very comfort physical life, but they were unhappy.
一定要回去盖圣殿。
Must go back to rebuild the temple.
好了，今天呢，换换我们时空转移，想想你跟我，我们也是在巴比伦生活啊。
Today, let's move forward. Today, we also live in Babylon.
巴比伦是哪里?
Where's Babylon?
都是美国。
Babylon is US.
都是加拿大。
It's referring to Canada.
文明最高的地方。
It's the most civilized countries.
这边同性恋合法的。
Here, the same sex marriage is legalized.
打开电视都是可以看到一些很不道德的节目。
When we turn on the TV, we can see many
immoral
movies.
走在路上, and when
we walk on the street, there are so many strange people.
这个社会是自由的, 表面上是自由的,
yes, on the surface, this society has lots of freedom. However, spiritually, it's a big Babylonian.
今天大选呢, 如果某一个政党得赢的话, 他说我们要 毒品合法化, 要在每一个社区都有盖大麻屋, 让大家可以合法的抽大麻。
So today, if one of the party is elected, then they will legalize the drugs and allowing people to plant marijuana in their own home.
小学生那个圣经教育就已经教一些很不道德的东西了，教每一个小孩子。
Even at elementary school, they already teach many immoral stuff at school.
人权啊，同性恋是人权啊。
They tell students that same-sex marriage is human rights.
还有很多很变态的事情。
Also, many very
perverted
things.
我们，
this is Babylon.
人在社会上面每天想到是赚钱。
People in this society, all they think about is making money.
就是好像大家拜那个巴比伦的金像一样。
It's like they worshiping the Babylon idol.
但是同时间呢，我们在巴比伦生活了很舒服哦。
However, at the same time, we live very comfortably in this Babylon.
我去弟兄姐妹的家里拜访，每个人家都很漂亮，都住得很好。
When I visit brothers and sisters, they all live a very comfortable house.
车都开得很好。
They drive very nice car.
家里电脑电视都一大堆。
They have lots of computers and TVs at home.
生活非常舒服。
Life is very comfortable.
但是信仰非常软弱。
However, faith is very weak.
因为大家已经习惯巴比伦的束缚了。
Because people are accustomed to the comfort of Babylon.
但是这个时候神的灵要感动我们。
However, at this time, God's Spirit will move us.
感动的第一步就是让你感觉到，我现在虽然生活那么舒服，但是我信仰还是缺乏的。
God will move us so that we will come to realize that even though we live a very comfortable life, our faith still weak.
我不是属于巴比伦的，我不是属于这里的。
We realize that we don't belong here, we don't belong to Babylon.
我跟外面的人是不一样的。
We are different from the people outside.
我有一个使命。
I have a mission.
我们这一代有一个使命。
I have a mission in my generation.
就是要把失落的信仰、破碎的圣殿要重建起来。
That is to rebuild the broken faith, rebuild the broken temple.
我们看着腓立比书。
Let's look at book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
所以我们就要求神帮助我们这一方面了。
We need to ask God to help us.
腓立比书一章第六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耳目基督的日子。
Verse 6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on the completion until the date of Christ Jesus.
保罗为信徒祷告。
Paul prayed for the believers.
不是求神帮助你的工作顺利一点。
Paul didn't pray for them so that they have a better work job.
你的癌症赶快好。
Or that your cancer will get healed very fast.
或者是你的孩子要乖。
Or that your kids will be very good.
保罗每天祷告的是什么？
What Paul prayed every day.
神要在每一个信徒心里动工。
That God will move everybody's heart.
有种励志,
to have determination.
现在的情况非常不满,
that to feel this discontent with their current
对自己属灵的情况非常不满,
to feel discontent with their current faith.
对教会现在的情况非常不满,
to feel discontent with the holy work in church.
而希望有一种改变,
so that there will be change.
如果有了, 就是神在心里动工。
If we have if we feel this way, then God moves us.
我们就可以 神继续帮我们可以把这个工作完成。
So that God will God can continue to help us to until the completion of the work.
有时候我们都想啊，遇到很多困难。
Sometimes when we face many difficulties,
能不能把神的工完成呢？
We doubt if we can complete God's work.
信仰这条道路能不能走到底呢？
We doubt if we can work till the last moment of this faith.
你不用担心，神动工一定神完工。
We don't need to worry about this because if God moves us, we will complete it.
只是我们中间只是配合神的带领而已。
So in the process, we need to work with God.
看到第一章啊，这个神在激动他们的心啊，心中就被激动。
So in the first chapter, we see when God moves people's heart, their heart will move.
我希望我们这一次五天的神训班，大家祷告的时候，求神激动大家的心。
So in this 5 days of ETS, I hope that God can move our hearts.
那有时候我们这滩水哦，平静很久了。
Because the water inside us are being calm for a little while.
这里英文说是 stir up 激动。
Here, because it says that we need to stir up.
啊，这是平静的水啊，搅起来，动一动。
We need to stir up the water inside us.
有时候我们的心太平静了。
Because sometimes our heart is too calm.
心如止水了。
Our heart is as calm as water.
听到什么见证？啊，这个听过了。
When we hear some testimonies, we thought we heard this before.
什么道理没感动过？
We never moved by any.
听了唱诗也没有什么反应。
And when we sing hymns, we have no emotion.
教会叫大家来帮忙煮饭，帮忙做什么工作？大家说，哎，有别人做了，不用我了。
When a church asks us to do something, we thought that other people will take care of it.
要奉献，年轻人了，他有赚钱了，我们退休了，老了。
When we ask for offerings, we think it's the duty of the young people because they are working and making money.
心如止水，来到教会就稳于泰山。
So our heart is as calm as water. We just came to church.
就是不好的。
And this is not good.
我们看慕道者，虽然他道理根基不是很稳了，但是他们的心很容易被激动。
When we look at the truth seekers, even though the Bible knowledge is not very much, but they very easily moved.
听一首诗，他们都流眼泪。
When they listen to a hymn, they will shed tears.
祷告的时候被圣灵充满，哇，流泪不停，很感动，想起神的爱。
When they pray, they moved so much by the Holy Spirit, they cry.
所以我们的心啊，求神帮助我们，不要继续这样子一潭死水这样子。
So we ask God to help us so that our heart is not as calm as the water.
我们的教会也不要像一潭死水。
Our church should not be like water.
一潭死水到最后就长蚊子。
Because the dead water will only produce mosquitoes.
为什么？
Why?
没有在动。
Because it's the dead water, they are not moving.
教会圣工不兴旺，灵工不兴旺，就开始吵架。
When the church is not prospered, people start to fight.
你看我，我看你，看得不顺眼。
When you look at me, I look at you.
你嫌我，我嫌你，都是不好的。
We don't like each other.
为什么？因为没有在动啊。
This is also because nobody is moving.
求神下来激动一下。
So we need to ask God to stir us up.
到时候激动谁呢？
Who to stir up?
这里说啊，先激动王。
Here says first to stir up the king.
王不动，你别人动也没有用。
If king was not doesn't take action, then people can't do anything.
激动王之后呢？激动那个族长。
So when the king tries stirred up, and then the heads of different tribes were stirred up.
激动祭司。
And then the priest.
再来才激动周围的人。
And later on, the people around them.
哇，他们才大小报啊 ，pack up 好，然后带钱回去，人也回去。
And then only then, people started to pack up and ready to return.
都是从带领者开始。
So all of this started with the leaders.
神要动工，一定要感动带领者。
When God want to work, first, He will move the leaders.
对，谁是带领者？
Who is the leader?
今天你就是你的家里的带领者。
Today, you are the leader in your household.
你孩子就是被你带领。
Your children are led by you.
你软弱，你孩子肯定不会刚强。
When you are weak, your children won't be strong.
你是教会的负责人。
If you are the church board member,
你是宗教教育的教员。
If you are the religious education teacher,
你的心没有被感动下来。
If your heart was not touched,
就没有办法重建这个属灵的圣殿。
Then we cannot rebuild this spiritual temple.
所以感动要从领导者开始。
So the moving of heart has to start with the leaders.
所以我们要求神继续带领。
So we will ask God to continue to guide us.
那么回来的人呢？有谁呢？
So who returned?
第一批回来的人呢？
The first that returned.
谁是带领者呢？
Who are the leaders?
我就是看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
这里第八节有提到最后一句话是犹大的首领色巴撒。
So verse 8 tells us the prince of Judah, Sheshbazzar.
这个色巴撒呢也是所罗巴伯。也是所罗巴伯。我们看第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2, also Zerubbabel.
所以我们要记住，第一次归回的，第一批归回的有两个人是带领者。
So on the first return, there are two leaders.
这两个人是谁啊？
Who are these two?
这是第一个是所罗巴伯。
First one is Sheshbazzar.
第二个呢就是耶稣亚。
Sorry, first one is Zerubbabel, second one is Joshua.
所罗巴伯就是犹大的首领，是政治的领袖。
Zerubbabel, and he is the leader of politics.
第二个呢，耶稣亚呢，就是大祭司，就是宗教的领袖。
Joshua, he is the priest, chief priest.
所以这两个人呢，就是一个政治，一个宗教的带领者。
So, one is the politics leader, the other is the religious leader.
所以他们呢，一堆人呢，就是这样子，要开始要回归耶路撒冷。
And so, And then a bunch of people just like that and returned to the home country.
那我们可以看这个图啊，到底这个到底这个所罗巴伯啊是谁啊
？So let's look at who is this Zerubbabel.
简单来说呢，这个所罗巴伯是有犹大王族的血统呢。
So Zerubbabel he has the blood of Judah.
因为看这些后来啊，约雅敬啊，约哈斯啊，这些都是犹大最后几个王。
So if you look at the PowerPoint.They are the last few kings of King Judah.
所以呢，波斯王他知道说这个是贵族的后代，所以让他去管理犹大地的应该是最适合。
So, the King Persia knew that he is the descendant of the royal family, so it's most suitable for him to reign over the Judah.
所以他应该是在国外出生的。
He was very likely born in the foreign land.
所以呢，在536年这个时候，大概是公元536年呢，他就承担这个使命，带领百姓就回去了。
So about year 536 BC, he took up this mission to take people back to the home country.
另外一个人回去就是耶稣亚，就是耶稣亚。
So another person that went back is Joshua.
他是大祭司。
He is the chief priest.
这里盖圣殿、重建圣殿要有人服侍啊，那一定有祭司啊，所以祭司也要回去。
Because to rebuild a temple, there must be a person there to serve in the temple, so the priest has to go back.
一定要有人啊！现在人有了。
So now we have all the people.
好了，那么政府的下令啊，通行证也有了。
And they also get permission from the government.
那么还缺什么呢
？What else they are missing?
钱也有了。
They also have money.
因为很多人奉献。
Because many people offer.
但是有一样东西一定要带回去。
However, one thing they must take back.
我们看这个第一章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 7.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
古列王也将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来，这器皿是尼布甲利沙从耶路撒冷掠来，放在自己神之庙中的。
Verse 7. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God.
第九节。器皿的数目记在下面。
This was the inventory.
金盘30个，银盘1000个，刀29把。
Gold dishes 30, silver dishes 1000, silver pans 29.
对啊，接下来我们就不念了，都是一些数目。
We'll neglect the following.
圣殿需要很多的器皿。
In the temple, they need many vessels.
但是这些器皿呢，本来是放哪里的
？However, where does this vessel originally place?
是被巴比伦王啊掳掠的时候带去巴比伦的。
The king of the Babylon, they took it to their own country.
然后呢，保管了70年。
They kept it for 70 years.
表面上看来这是不好的安排。
On the surface, it's a very bad arrangement.
神的器皿这么圣洁，怎么可以去到别人的庙里面呢
？Because on God's vessel, they are so holy. How can they be placed on the idol's place?
神容许这样的事情发生。
However, God allowed it to happen.
因为放在巴比伦的宝库里面，庙里面是最安全的。
Because it was the safest place to put it.
现在要回归了，就还给他们。
Now it's time for the Israelites to return, and they returned it.
所以凡事都有美好的神美好的旨意。
So everything actually has the good will.
如果没有这些器皿的话，你要重盖圣殿，里面是空空的，没有东西。
So if they were load, they don't have these vessels, even after they build the temple, it will be empty inside.
同样的，今天教会里面。
So likewise in our church.
没有错，我们需要盖会堂。
It's true that we need to build a church.
我们现在加拿大每一个教会除了艾明顿好像没有在盖新会堂之外，每一个教会都想要盖新会堂或者是买新会堂。
So in Canada, every single church, they want to branch out by a new chapel.
好像每一个地方都在缺钱。
Every place is lack money.
除了艾明顿，艾明顿很有钱。
Except Edmonton, they have lots of money.
我们不够的还可以问艾明顿借。
So if we don't have enough, we can borrow from them.
因为艾明顿从很早就很会奉献。
Because since very early, they know how to offer.
一有钱呢，就买物业，买教会的旁边的物业。
As soon as they have some money, they will buy some properties.
现在还要买第二间。
Now they are looking for a second one.
都很有钱。
And they are quite wealthy.
越会奉献的人越有钱。
If the more a person offers, the more money they have.
越奉献的教会越有钱。
If a church knows how to offer, they'll get more money.
那我们每一个地方都在找会堂，我们好像缺钱啊，好像要盖会堂，怎么盖？我们的这个注意力都是在这个物质上面。
So it seems that now every single church are branching out. They need money. We put lots of emphasis on these materials, the money.
但圣经记载啊，重建现在圣殿呢，其实需要注意力在哪里？要在器皿。
The Bible tells us that here our focus should be on the vessel.
要有祭司肯回去。
And there must be a priest that we need to go back.
要有立位人。
Must be Levites.
再来要有器皿。
Also there must be a vessel.
你没有这些软体啊，你盖一个再大的这个建筑物啊，没有用。
If we don't have these softwares, no matter how big the chapel is, there's no use.
今天谁是器皿？
Today, who are the vessels?
你跟我，在新约时代，就是神宝贵属灵的器皿。
Today, you and I, in the New Testament, we are God's vessel.
保罗告诉年轻的提摩太。
God told the young Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书。
Paul told young Timothy. Let's look at 2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21.
提摩太后书2章21节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
21. If a man cleanse himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made wholly useful to the master and prepared to do any good work.
神的殿需要神贵重的器皿。
God's temple needs his precious vessel.
贵重不在乎它的是金的、银的、铜的。
These precious vessels, it doesn't depend on its material. What it made of, gold, silver, or anything.
神不看你的出身。
God doesn't look at our background.
神不是很在乎你爸爸是不是长子团的。
God doesn't care if our parents are deacons.
神也不在乎你有没有博士或学士学位。
God doesn't care if we have degrees, PhD.
神要的器皿是圣洁的。
God wants his vessel to be clean.
里面没有骄傲的。
There's no pride inside.
没有杂念的。 没有情欲的。
There's no self-desire.
愿意顺服的。
God wants someone that's willing to submit.
这些器皿准备好了没有？
Do we have these vessels?
准备好了。 圣殿盖起来是迟早的事情。
If we have these vessels, to complete the temple, a new church is just a matter of time.
没有这些器皿啊，那个会堂再大再漂亮也没有用。
If we don't have these vessels, no matter how big the church is, and there's no use.
所以第一章就是先准备。
So the first chapter is a chapter of preparation.
神帮他们准备。
God prepare for them.
明天他们就要开始要骑行了。
And tomorrow they will start their journey.
同心一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.